we're sharing everything today, right now, actually, has everything to do with our message for today, was make your someday today. If you would please turn with me to a scripture that makes a whole lot of sense about this, and that is Galatians 2:20. You've heard it many times, but let's see the relevance here of making someday today. And very, very powerful. And is there someone that'd like to read that? We got different translations, but they're all real accurate and edifying. Galatians 2:20. Aloud and clear.
Okay. I have been crucified with Christ, and I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the real life I now have within this body is a result of my trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am not one of those who treats Christ's death as meaninglessness. For if we could be saved by keeping Jewish laws, then there would be no need for Christ to die.
And I'm going to read that was Michelle.
Oh,
yep.
Just 20.
Yeah, it's okay, honey. And so Galatians 2:20 in the New American Standard Bible, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live. We could stop there and talk about that for about a year.
Yeah.
I'm serious. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live, but it's by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself, or gave his life up for me. So Mary and Mark and everybody else in here today, Galatians 2:20 tells me, for those that have come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the very first four words tell me, this is past tense, I have been crucified with Christ, with him. Past tense. Well, does that mean you're perfect from this day on? Of course not. But you made a decision. You made a decision for the old man to be crucified. I have been crucified. Have been. It's correct the way it's worded. I have been crucified with Christ. Well, why the timidity at times? Why the apprehension at times? It's because we really want to hear from the Lord. We want to know, as we have given our life to him, as we have died, and we have died with him, and if we die with him, we'll also, by the way, resurrect with him. So there are times, though, when we need clarification. You have been crucified with Christ Jesus. You've given your heart to him. And there is, Mary, there is a sweetness to your spirit, a desire. I mean, I know you can say, well, yeah, you don't know me. You don't know me like my husband knows me. You don't know me. You haven't seen me on a bad hair day. I ain't talking about all that. I'm talking about the essence of who you are. Innocence, in a sense that you want to hear and know Jesus Christ for yourself, and you do not want to mess up. You do want to do it his way. You have been crucified with Christ. You got to start there. You can't start the journey. You got to start with that first step. 1,000-mile journey begins with the first step. So we've been crucified with him. So therefore, if I'm dead, why am I still alive at times? Why am I still me at times? That's part of the process. It's a lifelong walk with him. But you can emphatically say, yes, I am saved. I've been crucified with Jesus. I'm going to do this his way. And what is the relevance of that with our title, what we're talking about today? Make your someday today. Make the crucifixion real today. Make the dead man real today. Not someday I'll get over this. Someday I'll forgive so-and-so or be forgiven. Someday I'll do this and start that. But make your someday today. And I mentioned that about education. Some people say, gee, one day I would like to get some more education in this area. Well, just go ahead. Get a course under your belt. Get something. Take that step. Make someday today. You know, begin. Whatever. But the greatest thing that you begin and continue is a fervency in that relationship with Jesus Christ. My daughter says things at times, and she shared this, and she had that as a prayer, Lord, make someday today. The very next day, she gets the news that Joseph has been granted 3850. What do you think it does for her?
Faith.
To me, I'd stand before the Lord and say, Lord, I really read Galatians 2:20 and say, Lord, the Scriptures say I have been crucified with Christ, and Lord, you would say, I know I have, Lord. I know you love me, and there's times I doubt, and Lord, I wonder how long, and someday, God, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. But when it happens, and you pray that the night before, and the messenger is already on the way, not even knowing you, not even know he's coming, and yet her husband's been granted a 3850.
Good.
I tell you what, boy howdy, we better shout and praise God. For the word. And when Mary, I mean, listen to this. Mary, in our presence today, says to us here today that she processed the insurance claim on this young man that I went, was stirred by the Lord to minister to him all those years. Don't you think there's something related to God in that? Mary's life and my life, and all of a sudden Mary is here today to say, I handled that insurance case. And I'm saying to myself in the flesh, yeah, right, no way. Say it again. Are we talking about the same person? Not everybody jumps off a Ferris wheel, because I know it's the same guy. And I remember, I don't know, my mind says Robert, but I don't know. To me, I don't know about you, but it's like a God moment.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
I just praise God.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Let's press in here.
She had a little thing from a Dove wrapper or something, has sayings on the inside of it, and she had it on her desk. She says it's been there forever. You don't pay any attention to it, but her eye was just drawn to it, and she looked at it, and then she was stirred to pray. And so it's another illustration of how we can trust God even to show us how to pray. The Holy Spirit will stir up in us the right thing at the right time. And that builds faith, because that's when he stirred it up, and then the next day it happened. But, you know, she could have prayed that, you know, a year ago, and nothing would have happened.
That's right.
You know, out of our own flesh, but out of the Spirit of God. When he gives it, then you can bank on it.
Praise God. I knew chocolate was from God.
That's right.
Oh. What's that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chocolate will be there.
Wait a minute. Lisa has a scripture on chocolate. Just a second. I'm just kidding.
No, we were talking about it, Karen. Hope deferred makes the heart grow sick.
Yes.
So when the desire comes, it says a tree of life.
Yes.
So
yes.
That rose up in my spirit when you were talking about, you know, God granted her desire of her heart.
Faithful.
You know, but she, all that time, you know, of not knowing, you know, and just the enemy trying to bring hopelessness, but yet, you know, yet will I trust, yet will I,
yes,
you know.
Yes, yes. When my heart is overwhelmed. When my heart is overwhelmed with whatever you think is overwhelming you. I mean, this could be intimidating about this individual. I had this dream. Lord, I just know, God. But yet, when my heart is overwhelmed with whatever, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And I want to say to you, I don't stand on sand. I stand on rock.
Amen.
You know, and you can go into the illustration of the man who built his house upon a rock and the man who built his house upon sand, and we know what happened there. And it's in your handout today, Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the, yes.
I didn't even know that.
Listen to this, y'all.
I didn't read it.
Listen.
I didn't read it.
This is a God thing.
I didn't see it.
Listen to what she said.
I didn't see it.
I thought she may have just...
I didn't see it.
Just passed through it real quick.
As God is my witness, I didn't see it.
I believe you.
Wow.
This is incredible, Lisa. And she said it. Lisa said it accurately. Listen, Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. That is what we're talking about.
That's happened to me a couple times. Where God's given me, and I didn't even actually see it. When you said it's in the handout.
Now, I'm not surprised. Because, you know, what legitimizes what we're saying today? Numbers of people or truth? Is this place doesn't have to be packed for this to be legitimate.
That's right.
This is real. This is powerful. It's for those who have ears to hear what God is saying. And hopefully it's going to edify you to go out in the power of God's Spirit to live this life and make someday today. Someday like I have been crucified. I don't have to wait for that any longer. I have been forgiven.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait for that. I have been forgiven.
That's right.
And you walk that way, you're going to walk with some hope, man. This is hope.
Right.
You don't have to wonder where God's going to forgive you for being such an idiot or whatever you've done. God does forgive you, and you don't have to meditate and all the other things about that. God forgives you when you go before Him and say, God, forgive me.
That's right. He does.
And you walk in that confidence.
That's right.
What does Proverbs 13:12 have to do with what we're talking about here in Galatians? Everything. Because hope deferred is like hellish. Hope deferred is like God is going to have a carrot before you for you to walk at for the rest of your life. And you know, I don't know if you ever saw Little Rascals or not, but they used to get on this horse, this old swayback horse, and it was really a real horse, and he was really swayback.
Yeah.
That horse was like this. Little Rascals, watch the old movies.
Yeah.
And they all get up there, there's about four or five of them up on top of that horse, little old neighborhood kids, and Spanky and Alpha, they're all up on this horse. And the horse, to make the horse move, they've got a carrot set up in front of the horse with a stick to make the horse move. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Tracy, isn't that true?
Yes,
everything
is.
I say is true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And the horse never ran. The old horse was just, they're all up there in the horse, the little rascals. It's so cool. I want to say this. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And I can just sit here and just kind of, everybody all day long read the Scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. But we got to make it real.
That's right, real.
You see, you got to apply it to your daily life.
That's right.
And so that's what Mary wants. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I connect the dots? God said, I'm the great dot connector. All you got to do is follow His lead.
Yes,
He'll show you. Jesus said, come follow me. He was connecting dots. That's what He was doing. They didn't see it, but Jesus saw up here. He saw the picture. They were down there on the dot. You can't see the picture, but Jesus is up here and says, don't worry. You just come and follow me. Come follow me, Mary. Come follow me. I praise God, though, because you want to be useful.
Yeah.
You are, by the way.
Yes, you are.
And you can't do anything for other people, people that we know. And but you can do something in your own life to make a difference. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, not deferred, not later, not when you get it straight, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered Himself up and gave His life for me. The life which I now live, I live by faith in Jesus Christ. Now, is anybody in here confused about now, what that means?
Now.
Have you ever been here, seated here, or anywhere else, in the presence of somebody sharing, or one another, and just be elsewhere? You're not really now. You're elsewhere. You're tomorrow, but you're not today. You're Monday, but you're not Sunday. And Tuesday, you're Wednesday. Or Wednesday, you're next Thursday. And you're never able to really enjoy Yogurt Mountain right now. I'll have some someday. I heard about Yogurt Mountain, and I know they got all the flavors, and one day I'll go there. Well, the other night we went there. Carrion took us over there, and we went to Yogurt Mountain, and wow, I had some yogurt from Yogurt Mountain.
She's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah. Someday I will have this knight in shining armor. Someday. And so many of our precious young, lovely women and children of God, we just wait for that and wait for that and wait for that. Well, visit Proverbs 13:12. It'll rip you up. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And you've heard Linda give testimonies about that. She just wanted to get married and have a bunch of kids all of her life. I mean, she just, that's what she wanted. And then the Lord told her that you're married to me. And she accepted that. And there was no law for Linda not to get married. You all know what we're saying. That's her testimony. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Wow. And if you will pursue God and all your desires is to please Him, then God will fulfill the desires of your heart.
Yes.
We talked about that earlier too, and we were here worshiping and praise. I want to share something with you and Oswald Chambers here regarding what we're talking about. And when we're going to make it real, then we're going to close. I've got about 15,000 other things to say, but hey, it's okay. I didn't eat all the yogurt at Yogurt Mountain. I just had one flavor. If somebody goes in there and says, oh, I like it all. I like it all. Strawberry and peanut butter and chocolate upon chocolate and raspberry. And go ahead, you're going to get sick.
What flavor did you have?
I had peanut butter. And I had a little bit of chocolate on top of it. Listen to this. The imperative need spiritually is to sign the death warrant of the disposition of sin. To turn all emotional impressions and intellectual beliefs into a moral verdict against the disposition of sin. In other words, my claim to my right to myself. Mary, nor you or I have any claim to ourselves as to God and how He wants to handle this.
Yeah.
God is in control.
Yes, He is.
And the more you know that,
yes,
and less intimidated by the old Mary,
uh-huh,
and confident in the new crucified Mary, the greater will go forth in victory. And don't care what they say or how they respond, because look how they responded to Jesus. And Paul, I want to share this one more time. He was before the courts at that time, and he was before the Sanhedrin and the priest, Ananias. And Paul said, up to this point, I have lived my life with a perfectly clear conscience. As soon as he said that, Ananias had him bashed on the mouth. Beat him on the face, had him hit on the face, struck him on the mouth. He said, strike that man on the mouth. That's an axe. That's all Paul said. Up to this point in my life, I have lived a life with a perfectly clear conscience before the Lord. And he had the guard standing next to him. I don't know if he got him with his elbow or what, but if I was a guard standing next to him and they had him all around him, could have gone like this with really hard against the face and just drew blood. And then he continued to speak. But he wasn't responsible for the reactions of what he said. That's all I'm saying. We speak truth, and the world, especially the God of this world, hates truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's going to bash you for it at times. Wow. We do not have a claim to a right to ourselves. Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. He does not say, I have determined to imitate Jesus Christ. You try to imitate Jesus, see how far it gets you. You can't imitate him.
No.
You have been crucified with him. Or I will endeavor to follow him, but I have been identified with him in his death. It says, when I come to such a moral decision and act upon it, then all that Christ wrought for me on the cross is wrought in me. All that he wrought for me is wrought, W-R-O-U-G-H-T, is wrought in me. All that he did for me is in me. That's what happens. The free committal of myself to God gives the Holy Spirit the chance to impart to me the holiness of Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The individuality remains. Lisa is still Lisa. I mean, you look the same as you did last time I saw you. And Nicole, you're just as cool as you were last time I saw you. You know what I'm saying? And Laura, you're just Laura, like you were last time I saw you, honey. But you're Laura and Jesus. But you have a personality. Wouldn't that be how plain if Drew and Lisa all had little the same?
Boring.
Even twins aren't the same. They have uniqueness in their personalities. It says, the individuality remains, but the mainspring, the ruling disposition, is radically altered when we give our lives to the Lord. The same human body remains, but the old satanic right to myself is destroyed. Wow. And the life which I now live in the flesh, not the life which I long to live and pray to live. Maybe someday I long to live this life that God called me to, but I gotta get over this and that, and then I'll finally do it. I will, God, I promise. The life which I long to live and pray to live, not that life, but the life I now live in my mortal flesh, the life which men can see. I live by faith of the Son of God. This faith is not Paul's faith in Jesus Christ, but the faith that the Son of God has imparted to him, the faith of the Son of God. It is no longer faith in faith, but faith which has overleapt all conscious bounds, the identical faith of the Son of God. He gives us his faith to be able to do this,
to
walk on water.
To
leap over walls, or to say to a mountain, be cast into the sea.
Yeah.
When the old man jumps up, we're not dead yet, but then we get back under the flood.
We have to stay dead. God forgive me.
Yeah.
Because none of you are going to walk in perfection.
That's right.
We are imperfect people, but we serve a perfect God.
Yeah. Amen.
Just hold on. Just know that.
Yeah.
Walk with that. Yes. Jesus loves me.
Yes, he
does. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus loves me. He told me so.
Yeah.
He revealed it to me. He loved me enough to die for me. I want to share, you don't have to turn it to, just listen to it. In Psalm 39:7 it says, and now, Lord, Psalm 39:7, and now, N-O-W, Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in thee.
Yes.
I have a lot more, but we're not going to eat too much yogurt here.
Yeah.
We could never eat too much of God's word. And now, Lord, what do I wait? What am I waiting for?
There you go.
My hope is in thee. Now, when I talk to people sometime in counseling people, they're going through things and they just keep on and on and on. It's just on and on and on. You could share a scripture like that and say, hey man, just shut up and listen.
Yeah.
Listen. What do I wait for? Hope in God. And that just goes like water off a duck's back. I mean, hope in God, man, hope in God. And it's just like, it's not received. But for every single problem that you have, like Shambok said, Lisa, what did he say?
All you need is faith in God.
You don't have any problems.
All you need
is faith in God. How about you? How about today, some of the things that happened here today? Yeah. It's pretty powerful.
Absolutely.
About nobody being in a plan or cahoots of what was said and how it was said. But God moved among us to allow us to know he's doing a work. God's doing a work.
Yes, he is.
So for those that were listening to this message today, in your take-homes, you can read the other things in there too. But I want to say this again. Make your Sunday today.
Yeah.
Concerning the things of God. And in the world, you can also have dreams or aspirations. Some people might come up to me and say, you know, I'd really like to play the violin. Well, then do it. Yeah. No, it's not that simple. Come on. You know. One day I want to play the violin. And you always say that. One day I want to play the violin. Or one day I want to do this. Or one day I want to do that. And I want to get certified. And well, then, you know, won't you make some plans to do it?
There you go.
And make your someday today. And in the spiritual is what we're talking about today. Also, make it very, very real. I like that expression. Shirley said to me a few years ago now, she said, it's so simple that you just may not pay attention, but she just said, live today. Live today. I'm not talking about eat, drink, and be merry, tomorrow we die. I'm talking about live today in Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Live today.
Yes.
And when you're being you, and you know what I mean by that, that's not living for Christ. That's not being crucified. Uh-huh. Although you've given your heart to him, you're squirming right here. You're wiggling. And you got to stop it to live for Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For all those who may be listening to this message today, I hope that you will make someday today. And if especially if it's that decision about Jesus Christ, because there's no other name that has been given to men by which we must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ. If you someday are thinking about doing that, you better make today the day to do that, because you're lost without him. And if you do make that decision today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what it is he's drawing you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes.
And for the first time in your life, you'll be able to see things that you never saw before.
Right.
For those that may be listening, please make it your ambition to do that. You'll never regret it.